Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Josh Kurtz of Central Maryland. Josh, we want to talk today about this crisis at the border and Maryland's role in that. The federal government has considered sites here for some of the unaccompanied, undocumented children at the border. There hasn't been much support for bringing the kids here. What's going on the Hill right now about this?
On the Hill these days, there's never much happening until there's a crisis, and now we've reached that crisis. The Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, is supposed to come up on Wednesday to meet behind closed doors with several key congressional appropriators. The Obama administration is seeking about $3.7 billion in emergency funding to kind of deal with this crisis on a bunch of levels. And there's only about a week and a half left before Congress is supposed to go out on its till Congress goes out on its long summer recess. And the question is whether they're actually going to get around to dealing with this proposed appropriations.
Well, it's interesting from our point of view, again, that Senator Mikulski is involved.
Yes.
And, you know, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee in the Senate.
Unfortunately, the appropriations process in Congress is so broken that Senator Mikulski's role isn't as great as it ought to be, because if there was sort of a normal appropriations process, she'd be one of the most powerful voices. But instead, things are kind of done behind the scenes. Last-minute deals are brokered. She'll be a part of those discussions, but, you know, it won't be a pretty process, and she won't have quite the power that she might otherwise.
You know, we did have the other day the governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, came out in support of doing something for the kids.
Right.
What can he do? What does he have any influence at all?
Well, he certainly has a bully pulpit. I think he has, to the extent that, you know, there are going to be discussions about placing a facility in the state, he has some influence. But this is, of course, also a play for 2016. And frankly, he has positioned himself, at least so far, to the left of the president, of Hillary Clinton, and whether this is, you know, really a move about his presidential ambitions or not, it's sort of noteworthy because he's certainly staked out a position on the left.
You know, he's saying, well, we need to do something for these kids.
He's really talked about it in very compassionate, moral terms, and that's been pretty noteworthy for a public official of his stature, at least so far.
Well, none of this is to say that it's an easy dilemma to work your way out of, but we'll listen carefully and see where we're headed. Josh, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much.
For Josh Kurtz, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.